This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again asking the public to help with an ongoing study on the black bear population. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey seeks to track the reproduction and overall population of black bears in the state to help inform future policy decisions. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer has more on how residents can help with the survey.
The research team is accepting any den reports, but is specifically looking for dens in bear management zones C, E, and F, which covers central and southern Wisconsin. Bear cubs are typically born in late January and early February, and this time of year is often when people discover dens, because they can hear cubs squeaking, grunting, or humming while nursing inside. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each of the state's bear management zones, and the estimates will improve the accuracy of the population models in each zone. The project was started in 2021 and is now going into its fifth year. The purpose of the project is to place GPS collars on sows, or female bears, and track them over the years. The data will let researchers understand litter frequency and cub survival rates. DNR research scientist Aaron Morrison says public assistance is essential to increasing their sample size. Morrison adds that if someone reports a den that includes a sow, they are invited to come out to the survey.
We're very appreciative of the public and their involvement in this project. It wouldn't be a success without them. And so we like to be able to invite them out on those surveys as a way to kind of show them a part of the research that they're involved in.
Morrison says that individuals reporting dens should keep track of the GPS coordinate, take photos of the den, and give a description of the site and surrounding area, and make note of any bear activity. To report the activity, visit the DNR's Black Bear Den submission form.
Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are reminding residents to look out for changes to their SNAP or food share benefits over the coming weeks. Under changes made in the One Big Beautiful Bill signed by President Donald Trump in July, new work requirements for SNAP benefits will soon go into effect. The changes require SNAP recipients to work, volunteer, or engage in job training for at least 80 hours per month in order to receive their food assistance benefits. Trump administration officials say the change is meant to cut down on fraud. Critics of the requirements say they add new barriers for SNAP recipients to navigate, which could cause them to lose the benefits they depend on because of confusing paperwork or other extenuating circumstances. DHS officials say the new requirements will be implemented on a rolling basis, and SNAP recipients will notice the changes the next time they renew their benefits. The changes will also force states to pay a higher portion of the administrative costs for SNAP benefits based on their fraud error rate. Wisconsin has one of the lowest error rates in the country. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources recently released its food waste evaluation, studying ways the state can reduce the amount of food waste ending up in landfills. According to the evaluation, around 4.5 million tons of waste was put into Wisconsin's landfills last year, about 20% of which is estimated to be food waste. Food waste covers anything that was previously edible, as well as scraps like bones or shells. The Department of Natural Resources is working to cut the amount of food waste in the state in half by 2030. Current proposals to reach that goal include things like expanding the available food waste processing options in the state, promoting more food donations, and using certain kinds of food waste as animal feed. An estimated 15% of food waste is ending up in landfills, the second highest percentage destination after food waste being used for land application. With the evaluation complete, DNR officials will begin meeting with community leaders and state government officials to explore new options and incentives for reducing food waste. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski was in the Chippewa Valley on Wednesday to announce a significant funding boost for public school libraries across the state. During a visit to Memorial High School in Eau Claire, Secretary of State Godlewski announced $73.5 million in funding for public school libraries this year. The total represents a roughly 5% increase in funding over 2025. The libraries can use that funding for a wide variety of needs, ranging from getting new books to implementing new technology and making more research materials available. The Wisconsin State Legislature's Joint Committee on Finance has unanimously passed legislation for nearly $2 million to support homeless veterans in the state. The funding for the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program is meant to address the closure of Klein Hall in Chippewa Falls and its counterpart in Green Bay last year. The new grant program would award a $25 per diem payment per veteran housed to nonprofits and other organizations that provide housing and support services for veterans struggling with homelessness in the state. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has officially opened an exhibit featuring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in honor of Black History Month. The showcase will be open on the third floor of the Davies Center for the month of February. According to UWEC officials, the exhibit features three sections, one honoring prominent Black figures who spoke for the Forum series over the years, one that documents historical university programs supporting equality, and one that recognizes each winner of UWEC's Martin Luther King Jr. Social Justice Award. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation aiming to clarify some legal differences between humans and artificial intelligence. The proposed bill received consideration at a public hearing on Wednesday. If passed into law, it would ban artificial intelligence from owning property, getting married, or running a corporation. It also states that artificial intelligence cannot be held liable in court and technically bans an AI system from marrying another AI system. Lawmakers say the legislation is meant to add regulatory guardrails and legally clarify that AI is not human. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Vice President J.D. Vance visited Wisconsin yesterday, speaking at a machining facility in Plover in Portage County as part of the post-State of the Union tour. This was his first visit to the Badger State since last August when he was in La Crosse. Republicans saw the visit as a chance to talk up manufacturing and the economy and to put a spotlight on 3rd Congressional District GOP Congressman Derek Van Orden. Democrats called the visit a political photo op. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin State Assembly has passed proposed legislation to reclassify the sandhill crane and establish a hunting season for that bird. Civic Media's James Kelly has the story.
The bill, introduced by State Representative Paul Tittle, would classify the sandhill crane as a migratory game bird. With the reclassification, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources would need to authorize the hunt, establish hunting zones, and create a sandhill crane hunter education program. It now moves to the state Senate for consideration. Sandhill cranes have become troublesome for farmers, causing significant crop damage losses. The legislation would allow farmers to take advantage of a U.S. Fish and Wildlife program called the Wildlife Damage Abatement Fund, which can only be accessed if the wildlife causing that crop loss is authorized for hunting. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The International Crane Foundation argues that data shows a hunting season would not significantly improve crop loss issues. The DNR is looking into setting certain bird seasons for the next 4 years. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer reports.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for public input on migratory bird hunting season frameworks for 2026 through 2030. In the past, waterfowl and other migratory bird seasons were set year by year, but with near unanimous support from conservation groups and hunters, the DNR is moving to a multi-year structure for the first time. Anyone interested in Wisconsin's migratory bird seasons can submit comments through an online form on the DNR's waterfowl hunting webpage, by email, or at one of the four public hearings. Three in-person hearings are set for March 2nd, 3rd, and 5th, with a virtual option on March 4th. Comments will be accepted through March 6th. After that, a final season structure will go before the Natural Resources Board for approval. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Wisconsin's top assembly leader, Robin Voss, is digging in his heels against a new lawsuit that claims the state school funding system is unconstitutional and overfunds the school choice program. The suit was filed Monday and argues that kids are not getting equal shots at basic learning, that special education support isn't adequate, and that $700 million in private choice programs this year defies a Supreme Court limit. Voss called the suit a meritless activist ploy to ruin the voucher program and take control away from the legislators. Lawmakers are working on legislation to regulate cryptocurrency kiosks. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
Many in Wisconsin are being targeted in crypto kiosk scams.
It's not unique to Wood County. It is a statewide issue.
That's Wood County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Quentin Ellis talking with WFHR. He said the scammers use a variety of scripts.
They will call with any amount of different scenarios. One was actually people were calling saying they were me. Me from the Wood County Sheriff's Department needed you to put money in a cryptocurrency kiosk to avoid coming to jail.
Scammers use emotional manipulation to threaten their victims with arrest or jail if they don't respond immediately. They target vulnerable populations, often elderly individuals, and will pose as trusted authority figures.
It's definitely a statewide problem. It's just there hasn't been one telltale way to respond to it because of the lack of regulation of these machines.
Chief Deputy Ellis says several other states already have legislation in place to protect against this type of scam.
I'm very hopeful that this passing legislation will act as a major deterrent to these companies and keep them from allowing this type of thing to happen to our people in Wisconsin.
The bill has broad bipartisan support and would protect both consumers and operators.
Everybody except these major, major corporations that are based wherever else in the nation or in the world even, they're getting their money, and everybody else here in Wisconsin that's falling to these is becoming a victim.
I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Assembly Bill 968 passed with amendments. It now goes to the Senate for consideration. As rising costs and falling prices take their toll, more and more Wisconsin farmers are turning to bankruptcy. A new report from the American Farm Bureau Federation shows farm bankruptcies jumped 46% nationwide in 2025. Wisconsin saw 16 filings in 2025 compared to just two in both 2023 and 2024. A Madison bankruptcy attorney tells WPR that most farmers seek help too late, and economists are saying that farmers are staying afloat by borrowing against their land. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
Another Bucks home game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks with a great spot in the regular season schedule. 9 out of their current 10 games are at home at Fiserv Forum, and tonight it's the Bucks and the third place Knicks. Milwaukee coming off a 118-116 win over the Cavaliers. The Badgers play in Seattle 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon against the Washington Huskies. Wisconsin looking to bounce back after losing to the Oregon Ducks Wednesday night. We're at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where Wisconsin Badger linebacker Mason Reigert ran a 4.7 in the 40-yard dash. I asked him about playing for the Badgers last season.
Super blessed to have an opportunity, surrounded by great coaches and teammates alike, and just really development in me, or pushing me to be a better person and player throughout this last year. You know, this was my last chance to play college football, and to have the opportunity to do it at Wisconsin, it was a great year.
That's Wisconsin's Mason Reigert with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high right around 50 this afternoon, and then temperatures will start to drop. We have a powerful cold front that's going to blast through here later today into tonight. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 14 tomorrow. Light snow, less than a half inch, with a high tomorrow of only 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.